the governor or from the local counties, right. Those went out. They allowed ballot harvesting. Again, not something the legislature approved. Also, they allowed a number of 6,000 or so of these ballots that we believe that were just completely null and void from people who should not have been able to cast them. You look at Georgia, where they found the suitcases of ballots. They've had all the missing ballots from the rural counties. There were thousands more added to President Trump. You take a look at Arizona, where we had very strong concerns because we have not been able to inspect the machines, want to get to the bottom of it. And so as we go case by case all around the country, we've put forward hundreds of affidavits, thousands of pages of example. Take a look at Michigan, for example, where they're running through ballots multiple times. These are the specific types of evidence that we want to be able to present to the American public on the national stage and not allow local politicians to sweep it under the rug.
That's Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. They're not done. They're not done by any stretch of the imagination. And January 6th, we're going to hear more from them at the Stop the Steal rally in our nation's capital and events all over the country, including here in Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
It's a touch after 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. We do have some slowing as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl both directions. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, heavy through there. 515 eastbound at Main is causing some congestion there on that transition ramp, leaving 15 north to go 515 east. There is a crash. That's 15 northbound before Tropicana. The freeway right lane is blocked in that incident. You'll touch the brakes there. 15 south at Owens. Interstate 15 northbound at Desert End. Slow through there. Also, do expect some slowing there on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at the Airport Connector, and 215 east at Windmill.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Our year in review goes back to October 11th.
He's going
to
dribble this one out, and as the horn sounds, it's been a long 10 years, but once more, the Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions. LeBron James leading the Lakers to a record-tying 17th title and the fourth in his remarkable career, punctuating it with a triple-double.
The call from ESPN Radio as the NBA had a successful run inside of the Disney bubble and the Los Angeles Lakers win their 17th NBA title, LeBron James' first title with the Lakers, and also a title for the team after dedicating their season to Kobe Bryant, who had passed away earlier in the year. This sports splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It looks like the $2,000 payment, direct payment, is kind of on hold. And there's no doubt, at least for Nancy Pelosi. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Nancy Pelosi at her weekly news conference and is very upfront. I mean, this thing is all coming down to Mitch McConnell is standing in the way of a vote. And I got to tell you, I don't necessarily agree with Nancy Pelosi, but I do think Mitch McConnell is going to be the fall guy. Now, he's a guy that doesn't run for re-election for, what, 5 years? So, and he may not run for re-election. He's getting up there in years. But it may well be that he is the one that is blamed for standing in the way of these $2,000 payments. And for some people, it doesn't really matter. To me, I'm going to be honest with you, don't need it. I'll take it. And if you're going to be giving away free money, I'll get in line for it, but I don't need it. And if they wanted to scale it back, I mean, but I feel the same way about the $600 payment too. But there are people for whom $600 is a big deal. It's not crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi always used to say. This was Nancy Pelosi today at her weekly news conference. This is cut number three in our nation's capital. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
In the last week or so, we sent to the president the legislation. It took some time for it to be enrolled because it was a big bill. He received it on Christmas Eve, 3:30 in the afternoon. He did sign it on Sunday evening, and we were very pleased with that because it had a very strong bipartisan vote in the House and in the Senate. In the course of that week, the president announced his support for the $2,000 direct payment, which we madly embraced and said we joined with the president in supporting this, came in on Christmas Eve, were blocked by the Republicans for having a unanimous consent to bring up that legislation. But on Monday, in regular session, we brought it forth, and it passed with strong bipartisan support. We're very pleased then to send that over to Mitch McConnell and the Senate. The President of the United States has expressed his support for the $2,000. The Democrats and Republicans in the House have passed that legislation. Who is holding up that distribution to the American people? Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans. Democratic leader Schumer yesterday asked for unanimous consent to bring it up in the Senate, which was blocked by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate. In blocking it, they are in denial of the hardship that the American people are experiencing now, health-wise, financially, in every way. Their lives and livelihood, in many cases, are on the brink. So So they're in denial of that need, in denying this benefit. I do hope that in the days ahead, we only have a few days left in this session, that they will see the light and understand what the suffering that is going on in our country. Now, I've said before, it's amazing to see the patience that some people have with other people's suffering. These Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness. We urge Mitch McConnell to stop his obstruction and to bring that legislation to the floor of the Senate.
It's amazing. Nancy Pelosi forgets she was the one that for 3 months during the campaign refused to even deal with this issue. No. And you know, all this pain and suffering that she's talking about, where was she 3 months ago? You know, where was the negotiation? That's what I don't understand. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Wednesday before New Year's, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so everybody and their brother is telling me that Congress has until Sunday to finish off their business. And the business that everybody's talking about is the $2,000 direct payment. We are going to get $600 payments as early as later this week, possibly next week. I haven't checked my account yet, so I don't know if I'm going to get a direct deposit. But I find it interesting that a lot of people are still wondering, should we get the $2,000 checks or not? I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. If you want to talk about something other than what we're talking about, that's okay. It's all right. Now, on the other hand, if you have something that we've been talking about, the $2,000 cash payments, a lot of people still want them. 80% of America says they want direct cash payments. And that they apparently would like the 2000 variety. I'll be honest with you. If you're going to give away money, give away enough of it so it means something to everybody. $2,000 payment, I wouldn't need it, but I'd use it. I don't know what I'd do. Maybe I'd plan a vacation for, when we finally get back to normalcy. Eric Hargan said it might be, the summer, midsummer, June, before we can throw away the masks and the social distancing and all the other stuff and King Sisolak. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be phenomenal. I want you to get an update on the Operation Warp Speed, though. Let's go to cut one. This is General Gus Perna, who is in charge of the logistics of getting stuff from point A to point B and making sure that everybody gets their vaccinations and in due course. But this was General Gus Perna earlier today at a news conference updating the nation on Operation Warp Speed. Here it is.
This week, we've provided jurisdictions with the final allocations of doses available. That means by tomorrow night, all the jurisdictions will be able to place orders for up to 20 million doses of vaccine, which has been collective over the last 2 weeks plus since the first EUA by Pfizer and then following EUA by Moderna. We are really doing well. In my opinion, in the distribution, over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine. I'll talk about that as we go forward. In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine as people who received the first dose around 4 January, we'll start to be eligible for the second dose, and we wanted to ensure that the vaccine was available to all. The cadence for our execution is really coming into good posture. We're allocating to the states on Tuesday. States are available to order off the allocations on Thursday. We're picking and packing supplies to ensure it can be delivered by the following week. Really remarkable effort by the collective group of professionals, the men and women who have been working tirelessly from Pfizer, Moderna, McKesson, UPS, and FedEx as they execute this every day. And they are the ones that are executing the movement of the vaccine. I'd be remiss if I did not highlight the great work by the state and local governments as they do the planning and they determine the allocation at the state levels and the final administration. I think has been an incredible task.
That's General Gus Perna. He is the logistics chief for Operation Warp Speed, and I wanted you to hear that. One thing I want to do before we leave you today, and that is let you hear two pieces of sound that you normally would not hear or see. First, John Ossoff, the mega liberal candidate in Georgia, trying to win a Senate seat. Something happened that, and I don't know how. I know this must have been negotiated in some way at high levels, but John Ossoff was interviewed just briefly during a gaggle, what they call a gaggle, just kind of a mini news conference with Peter Ducey, and got a chance essentially to get his word out to a Fox audience, which I found absolutely incredible. It shows you how far Fox has fallen. But here's John Ossoff getting a freebie and a change-up question. Listen to the question by Peter Ducey. He's got to be embarrassed by this. This was earlier today on Fox.
Let me take this opportunity to address directly the Fox audience. We have two United States senators in Georgia who have blatantly used their offices to enrich themselves. This is beyond partisanship. And the reason to your question that I talk so much about health and jobs and justice for all the people is that we can unite behind that program. We've lost 9 rural hospitals in Georgia in 10 years. We can reopen them. We can invest in infrastructure to build jobs, revitalize our communities, create opportunity, raise the minimum wage so that people doing an honest week's work can not just survive, but can thrive. And yes, pass landmark civil rights and voting rights legislation to secure equal justice for all. And I humbly and respectfully request the support of everyone who is tuned in on Fox right now. And I'd love for you to log on to electjohn, electjohn.com. That's electjohn.com. Make a contribution to our efforts here in Georgia.
And one more quick one while we've got you. Any concern that the allegations of wrongdoing against Reverend Warren could possibly be a drag on the Democratic ticket next week?
None whatsoever. Reverend Warnock addressed this issue a year ago, and here's the bottom line. Kelly Loeffler has been campaigning with a Klansman. And so she is stooping to these vicious personal attacks to distract from the fact that she's been campaigning with a former member of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, we deserve better than that here in Georgia. And I want to encourage everybody to make a plan to vote on Tuesday.
I don't know why Fox gave John Ossoff a freebie. I mean, what was that worth? Now, it was the middle of the day, so it wasn't prime time or anything like that. But it was that to me, I found reprehensible. The other thing there's one other thing that you would normally not see. We'll let you hear that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke. doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want you hear from Stan Pulliam. He's the mayor of Sandy, Oregon. He's with Sandra Smith on Fox earlier today, urging businesses to reopen in defiance of the governor. Here it is.
Well, what we're talking about doing is having a mass movement opening across the state of Oregon throughout all of our local communities on January 1st, New Year's Day. In fact, visit my website, stanpulliam.org, print off the New Year's Day poster, put it into the storefronts. What we're hoping to do is by doing this mass opening just one level underneath the governor's recommended guidelines. So like in the Portland metro area where she has this designated under extreme conditions, we're opening just one level under on high, all the proper face masks, social distancing, sanitizing. But we want to get these storefronts open and get the employees back to work.
I know that you're saying and providing detail as to how you want those businesses to do that safely, which is really important, but you're also acknowledging that there could be consequences to that. It's the holidays. We are already seeing surges of cases in many parts of the country. So based on what you're asking for and what you're suggesting your businesses do, are you willing to face the potential consequences of that if indeed there was spread as a result of it?
You know, consequences of what? We talk about spread coming from our local Main Street, locally owned businesses, but very little attention to the big box stores that are packing them in, supporting corporate America. I don't know the names of the CEOs that run the big box stores, but you better believe I know Lila and Paul Reed of Mount Hood Athletic Club, Rhea, who owns Sandy Family Restaurant, Denise of Paola's Pizza. These are the face and names that make up the Main Street of Sandy, and like so many Main Streets across these local communities all throughout Oregon. It's time that we stand with them. I've asked the governor our last conversation, show me the scientific evidence. Provide the evidence on how these restaurants, bars, and fitness centers contribute to the spread. We're sitting nearly a week after and still no evidence from the governor. she's got to make the case to these local small business owners as to why she shut them down, but we can pack into corporate America.
I tell you, civil disobedience, it's going to be part of 2021. Yeah. Watch and see what happens over the weekend. In fact, on tomorrow night at Fremont Street Experience. That will be the ultimate in civil disobedience in defiance of the governor. We could be headed to something real interesting. We'll talk about it coming up after the first of the year. Hope you have a very safe and happy new year. Till we join you next year, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is...